You're listening to another fine cast from Sideways Suckers.
I'm ready for this.
I am.
I wish I was.
I think what I was doing the other day, I was doodling around and then I downloaded your,
I was listening to your soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
Kill. So I wasn't there that time, was I?
No.
And I was pissing myself. I sat there with a cup of tea listening to all this warble coming out. I was like,
Hey, they don't make music like them used to.
Oh, no. That's a lot. We had the friends up from London at the weekend. You know, sort of already popped in the shop and he's signing. Went over to Delamere just for a ride over there. And you know where the jumps are?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just completely opposite there is the stream, isn't there?
Yeah.
And we normally come down quite a steep bit down there.
Yeah.
And immediately out to the front of the stream.
Yeah.
So we went down there and he thought he'd have a go. Straight off the handlebars. His legs went akimbo, bike was in the air. Oh dear. Laugh. Oh, I went down first because Oliver, he was absolutely loving it because he'd come off and he was all over the place. And,
okay.
It was busy over there Sunday, bloody hell. It was a lovely day Sunday.
Lovely and sunny.
It was shy, were we?
No, was it?
Were you?
Yes, no, it was alright.
Yeah, done it. Oh, it was really warm. Oh yeah, you went down to, how'd it go?
It was alright,
we did
a shuttle
behind the
crap.
Did you? Yeah. Many people turn up?
Not masses, but...
No.
It worked alright, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we know better for next time, but whether we've got any crap left next time. It's just old tap.
Right.
That sells. None of the big ticket items sold.
Right, yeah.
The most expensive thing we sold was a pair of forks to Glenn.
Glenn.
I remember going sideways around that roundabout in the little van.
Oh, God.
Were you with me that time?
No, there was one at the McDonald's roundabout.
Oh, right. I was just not being able to stop, wasn't
it? That was the one, yeah.
No, I came round there in the wet.
Right.
Back end just went out.
Oh, dear.
See, the guy that was waiting to come onto the roundabout at the next exit was sort of like, how do I get out of here?
Madman coming towards me. That was a good little van, though, wasn't it?
It was eight.
I'm still sitting around.
Yeah.
Chap locally got it.
Just down the road.
All right, yeah.
Little handyman type fellow.
Yeah, it was a cracky little man, that was fun.
7:30 on the dot.
That'll do then.
Hey.
Well, listeners, tonight's thrilling instalment sees us riding in Hanchurch Woods, which is 999 acres of woodland near the shining citadel that is Stoke-on-Trent. Quite breezy tonight on this unseasonably warm day. Apparently it's the hottest day in October for 100 years. Quite what it was like 100 years ago, I don't know. A little bit drier than this, hopefully. Tonight riding we have Mark 1, Mark 2, Glenn and Craig. Mark's hurt his knee on a nettle. Bless. Oh, is this a regulation piss break then? Okay. Got a bit of a creak on it.
Yeah,
it'll be alright. We'll have a look at that when we get back home.
Okay. Squeaking.
Hot and wet.
Is it dust and crap in
the... I don't know, I'll have a look at it. I can't really see very well in the dark. Just want to check that. Right, and drop out because it just doesn't feel quite right. But
in what way? What do you mean?
I can't see anything wrong with it, but it just doesn't feel right. So I just want to find out why.
Yeah.
Here we go up the first climb, which is normally a sandy, dry, gentle climb. Now a wet, muddy, gentle climb. past the imaginatively titled Death Leap, which we're not going to do later. It's like a little compression where if you hit the hill one side fast enough and drop down it, there's a little jump over a route, and you hopefully carry enough speed to enable you to get up the other side. But it's one of those things where you've got to commit to it, otherwise you're never going to make it. I heard a piece of music playing in the van on the way here, which I thought was quite apt due to this audiographic description of things going on, whereas normally in today's day and age we'd be used to having moving pictures. And that tune was Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. If I can find a copy of it, I might place a little snippet of it just here and hope that nobody sues me. I think tonight we're going to climb straight up to the very top of the woods, and we're going to partake in a little cheeky action of a trail which I am led to believe is known as Merlin's Wood. Whether it's actually called that or not, I don't know. But it was so christened by a friend of mine, Rob Hamilton Smith, who's now working as a guide in Verbier. So if you're listening, Rob, this one's for you, mate. Hope you're having a good time out there.
We're editing our video all behind the desk.
Yeah.
And I thought tonight, oh, I'll get some money. She's, and her mum's up at the moment. I've been to town today.
Oh, so, right, that's gone.
I'll
then
get some money for the pub tonight.
Mm.
I'm like that behind the wardrobe. So where the fuck's that money? I said I took it to town. Fucking gone.
I took it to town. Just for a little outing.
Just for an outing. Took it to town, but didn't want to come back. Obviously,
the cleaners.
Wanted to stay in all these shops. Look at what I bought. It was only Sunday. Fucking honest.
You should have told us, eh?
Fucking
you need to find a little cubby hole of your own.
Oh, fucking, I went out, I was like, where the fuck's he gone?
Because you look, you can't see, and you're feeling for this pile of fucking notes.
Yeah. Fucking hell, I mean, it's just unbelievable.
One minute's there, next minute's gone, eh?
This isn't a hugely popular trail, so it's a little bit on the overgrown side. There we go. Onward and upward. This would look fantastic in daylight.
All these
multicoloured leaves.
The
trail on this side of the woods is just littered with deciduous leaf fall of all colours. It's fantastic. A little bit of it that your lights can pick out, it looks good. So in the daylight it must be phenomenal. We're now approaching Dogger's World, an unlit car park, populated at the moment by camper vans by the looks of things. One of which has got a satellite dish on the top. Obviously on a little break to get away from it all. I think this is it.
Let's leave more space.
Here we are, Merlin's Wood, I think. Huge pine trees. And lots of very slippery roots. Surprise, surprise. Oh, whoa. Oh. Didn't think I was going to make it up that one. Top notch. Was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Made a profound observation that riding a bike is just like life. It's got its ups and its downs, and its highs and lows.
Bits that stick out.
You never know what's around the corner.
Just to knock you off.
Yeah. A load of pretentious twaddle.
Isn't
it? Ready for the pub, Craig?
Yeah.
Top man. Let's go. Here we go, around the back of the woodcutter's cottage. Lay it down the path. She's a little bit cut up, but nothing too special. fee. Whoa. Trouble with autumn riding, you never know what's underneath the leaves. Whoa, hot fucking great holes. Well, I think we can guess that there's a fair bit of water run down there just recently. I'm taking most of the trail with it. Oh, there it is. Following the trail around the edge of the wood now. Which is one of my favourite trails ever, anywhere. See the dull orange glow of the city over to the right. Yeah. Lighting up the whole night sky. There's a big old fallen tree here. Still no way around it. Yeah, honestly, some fallen trees, they've just got no respect, have they? Ooh, clag fest. Keep on pedalling, keep on pedalling. Oh, that's it.
It's treacle.
Yeah. We're through the worst of it. Yeah. This little place is known as Hobgoblin's Gate, believe it or not. Can't see any hobgoblins, but there's certainly a gate. And it leads to a stretch where the water just runs straight down it. Oh, and cuts it to pieces. So this isn't a trail anymore, this is a foot wide, 3 foot deep trench. And there's lots more where that came from. Ooh, that's a big nasty hole. Fucking hell, that's an even bigger one. There we are, I think that's the worst of it over. Riding on wet sand now, which is surprisingly compact and fast. Oh fuck, there's another big hole. Surprisingly quick once you're on the sand when it's wet though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Compared with what it's like in the summer, where you're all over the place in a cloud of dust. Yeah. Ooh, oh, you're having a laugh.
Oh, God. Your horses like it, don't they?
Yeah, just a bit. Damn them and their network of bridleways.
What's that, Glenn?
It's that rocking motion, I think.
Yeah, it's that whole kind of like...
It's the whole skin-tight trousers and rippling thighs.
It is, and then it's the whole kind of like... Lips they are slightly posh, but they still have a go at the stable boy. Just for a bit of rough.
I still like the way they rub, you know, up and down.
Still does it for me.
A posh totty.
Is it time for the pub yet? Oh, it's half eight.
It's been an hour.
An hour.
That's an hour's riding. We haven't stopped much tonight either. Lucky now, judging by the state of this, we're going to be stopping a bit though. Hey, whoa! No, I avoided the stump and hit the tree instead. This is the wrong trail for my tyres, this is.
Ooh. Oh, God alive!
Whoa!
I thought I'd take that lorry and he's going the wrong way.
Oh, Jesus, is that you?
Me, that was. Oh,
that was rough. Oh. Fucking hell, Mark. What crawled up your arse and died? Oop. Here we are on the best part of the trail. Ooh. Windy ribbon of single track. The woods on your left. Open fields on your right, and handlebar height ferns either side, just so you can't see what's round the next corner. And we've got the first of three technical little climbs. A couple of big log steps. Oh yes! Come on, come on, come on, come on! Jinky little descent over exposed roots and. What have you? Another horrible climb. Over exposed roots and what have you. Oh, come on. Oh, we're there. Yes. Whew. What was that?
So, an owl on ambush.
Could be a load of crack army unit. Kids. Falling each other.
Rambo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be Rambo, would it? Because he's not real as well, Craig. He's just a character in a film.
Yeah. All right. Never knew that.
Has that ruined it for you?
So it was a documentary, didn't you, Craig?
Yeah.
You've got first blood.
But really,
what an ace, Phil.
It was
toptastic when he jumped off the cliff to the tree,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then sewed himself back together at the bottom.
Which one? First Blood 2?
Rambo is first blood.
That's it. What's the second
Rambo
one?
The first one was first blood, wasn't it? Yeah.
Which was the one where he... I think it is. It must be the first one where he rescues them all at the end. They're getting in the helicopter and he gives a speech. And he can't understand anything he fucking says. I can understand what I want. He's talking to some army general.
Fucking
load of bumbling nonsense that's supposed to be...
Was it first blood?
Yeah.
Then Rambo... Or First Blood and then Rambo 2?
Don't know.
I thought it was First Blood and then... Well,
First Blood was the
first
one.
Yeah, First Blood was the
There was Rambo, and then there was Rambo 2, wasn't there?
There's definitely a 3 as well.
And Rambo 3.
Oh, I'm getting mistaken with Rocky, I am.
Same thing.
Rocky, I
one of them, one of them's in the jungle and he wears green trousers.
Adrian!
And on that note... Yeah, but he's a rich monk. Oh, well, as if you didn't need robbing of all your momentum just at that point.
You don't need that to pull a hill.
Yes. Whew. And we're there. Dodging our way between trees now on a faster, more open section of single track. This is fucking ace. Ooh! Hey! Until you hit the patch of mud just at the end of it on the right hander. That was going really nicely.
Right. Until that mud.
Yeah. I think we've lost Glenn.
Oh, so see the light. 9:15.
You can whip out your commando knife and unscrew the little survival segment.
Band-aid.
Get your needle and thread out.
Get your plaster out.
So it makes it together.
Get your band-aid out.
Adrian!
Me germaline. Oh, I love the smell of that.
Germaline?
Oh, yeah.
I love the smell of germaline in the morning.
Oh, I've got a big clog of mud water in my eye.
Mud water? Well, if you need an eye bath...
I should irrigate it with the water that's been in my camelback a fortnight.
I was just going to say, I could do with a...
change mine, yeah.
I could do with a piss, if that's any use to.
See, that'll kill any
piss in your eye, eh?
For nuking for now.
You bag on.
I think if we swizzle up here, double back on ourselves and do the... The old
windy-bindy bit.
Then up the sandy track again.
Yeah.
And then down the path that's up the top of that.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Back down to the gate.
Top of the gully.
And that'll do us, yeah?
Okay.
You reckon?
Bob on.
Well, that'll do me, anyway.
Come on down there.
Where they kill.
Where they kill.
Let's not go that way, then.
A cool thing where
there's someone hanging, is there?
A lynch. I think it's a lynch mob. Oh, it's too slow to be a car or a motorbike. So it must be people on bicycles.
Yeah. What the fuck the hell would they be doing in the woods?
Flames? Could be flames.
Could be mad, yeah. Don't they?
Well, like,
I can't see anything.
Like torch.
Could be...
like witch.
Could be the devil.
There's Halloween, isn't it?
On his flaming bicycle. Oh, it is Halloween, yeah, isn't it? Getting close, isn't it? Yeah. They're probably just getting in a bit of practice. You go first. And if you don't come back, we'll come and save you. Sorry, mate.
Everybody.
Made a bollocks of that one for you. I'd buy you a pint if I bought any money with me.
Oh, I got some, don't
worry. Swing a sharp right there now. Picking your way through the crowd.
Hey, well, I thought I'd leave a gap because I know.
You do, I'll
go for it.
If we can find them sacrificial demon worshippers or whatever they were, try and flog them a bike. Got an email from Dave today.
Alright,
saying, awfully sorry, can't make it on tonight's ride. I'm 6,500 miles away. But it is 37 degrees though.
Lovely. Is it Thailand?
Yeah. Now, why is it that that's the first thing that springs to mind when anybody mentions Thailand?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Climbing up to the top of the final descent. Big old log. Ooh. Ooh. Help. I'm stuck. No, I don't.
What's to the side?
If it had put my weight any further forward, then I'd have gone over the top.
And then the other thing is the 39.
Mm-hmm. That's how to do it. Here we go. The last final blast. Leaves and roots. Yes. Little jumps. Slightly overgrown. Just perfect. Even the mud's not so bad. And a little jump. Not quite the trail, but still, never mind. Not quite where I was intending on going.
That was dry, wasn't it?
That was phenomenal, yeah. I was expecting that to be a right shit bit.
Yeah, it's bob on. I enjoyed that.
Corking that.
Bloody good.
Time are we at? 9 o'clock. Hour and a half. That'll do for me. That's long enough for anyone's night ride, unless you're from Cannock. You need some beer in you, that's your problem. Ooh, tidal wave.
My feet are wet through me.
And the main ingredients of that puddle were?
Shit and piss.
Nice. You get a gobful as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
Mmm, lovely.
Right.
Never mind. Saved emptying your camel back.
Yeah.
That was surprisingly clean and dry tonight.
It was, yeah.
Not as bad as I thought. Yeah.
Done well. It's been quite gallant. It's filled with water. I enjoyed that. Felt good.
Well, it was just my big enough anyway.
Yeah. I stink.
Well, that's nothing new, is it?
Minging. Minging.
Mind that step. I'm going to have a bite of the left, mate.
Pint of what?
Grab your cheese.
Sorry, what was yours, Tim?
Pint of left, please.
Pint of left?
Yeah, left.
Oh, right. So where's it next week?
Probably Delamere's turn, isn't it? One of those moments where you've just got to weigh it up and decide for the lesser of two evils. I'm going to crash one way or another.
Yeah. If you hit it, I'm going to wreck something.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I was too busy watching him because I was behind him. I was too busy watching him. I went straight.
I did a similar thing coming down Snowdon. We went up Snowdon at 5 a.m. We went up it in the dark in February. Getting down it in the daylight. We went up it, it was icy and snowy, and we got to the bit, I don't know if you've been up it, but there's a bit where there's a little bridge.
You're under the bridge.
Kind of, yeah, and you, then you're next, right next to the railway track.
A nasty drop on the side.
Yeah, exactly. And it was very limited visibility, because A, it was dark, and B, it was fucking blowing a gale.
Yeah.
And the bit just before... No,
were you surprised by any of that?
Not remotely.
Just wondering.
No visibility.
It was dark. It was one of those things that someone came up with the idea. Yay, that sounds like a corking plan. Up in the dark, come down in the daylight. Fantastic. February will be fine. Yeah, no problem. And then you get up just past the kind of the dry sort of misty...
Right.
And then you're into the snow and the ice. And you're sliding back down the path as you're trying to walk up it. We got to this little bridge. And... we stopped there to kind of take a consensus of opinion. What should we do? The sensible thing says we turn around and go back down because this is just fucking stupid. We're either going to A, fall off the side of the mountain because we can't see where we're going, or B, someone's going to fall over, hurt themselves really badly, and we're going to have hypothermia and mountain rescue and all that kind of palaver.
Except when we sit down, we're on bikes. I think it was a hoax call.
We sit there for a few minutes. Everyone remembers that they've got a big fuck off malt loaf in their camel pack.
Oh.
I got a big flask of hot toddy. So malt loaf, hot toddy. Oh bollocks, let's go to the top, it'll be fine, we'll be right. We'll walk up the railway track. Because then you've got a guide and you can't fall off. So we walk up the railway track, which is on the exposed side. So you're not going to fall off it, but the wind's coming at
blowing ice into your face.
Yeah, hypothermia setting in.
So everybody's putting balaclavas on and...
Someone undo them for me, I've been a right girl.
One fella.
Undo them.
I think it might have been Andy Armstrong. He kind of sort of itched his eye and his glove froze to his eye. it was absolutely horrible. We got to the top, to the cafe.
That was open, wasn't it?
We got to the top just as it was starting to come light. And there was two blokes on the top when we got there. Well, they kind of obviously heard us arriving. It was about 15 or something like that.
Right.
These two fellas popped out from wherever they were and they're like, oh, how did you get up here? Oh, we came up on bikes. And they're like, oh, Christ, we've been holed up here all night. What's it like further down? And I was like, it's all right, no problem. And they were like, packed up and gone. Yeah. Obviously, if some fucker can get up here on a bike, what are we wasting the time here?
Yeah.
And then we're standing on the top for a few minutes, slapping each other's backs, and hey, what a startling achievement we've done. And then this fucking great dog appears from nowhere, bounding along. Oh, what are you doing here?
Like, oh. Dog said that.
Yeah, talking dog. And then this fella and the girl arrive.
Dobby was good.
The fella and the girl arrive from the other side of Snowdon. I don't know which path was which. We come up from the Lamberis side. I'm convinced that this bloke was wearing his shorts, but he can't have been. But it was kind of one of those...
It was the hot dolly. Hallucinating.
It was one of those fellas that it was like... We'll just go for a stroll with the dog, dear. Alright then. Top snow in the snow. And we were like, oh well, it can't be that bad if the dog's arrived up here and he's quite happy. So we'll now it's starting to get light, we'll gather ourselves together and enjoy the descent back down again, which was fucking treacherous. We end up going to start off with, we go back down the railway line because we know that that's passable and we can get down there. And people are either walking down it or riding a bit and falling into a snowdrift or slipping on the ice. There's a couple of us that ride on the actual railway track itself. And it's a funicular railway, so it's got two rails and like a toothed kind of portion in the middle.
Right.
So if you put your bike on the toothed portion, put your feet on the rails and sit on the top tube, you can roll down it. It's like, but you sat on the top tube. It's like,
oh,
this is really uncomfortable. Keep that up for a few minutes and then you're back down into the path under the bridge and then just blast down the descent. We all rattled down it, it's all fine and dandy, nobody has any problems, a couple of punctures, no crashes or anything. And down at the bottom of that, it's when you're sort of off the mountain, you're onto the little tarmac descent down to the station car park, I suppose. So we're blatting down this tarmac descent, everybody's just been up Snowdon in fucking horrendous conditions. Ridden down Snowdon in fucking horrendous conditions. And we're on a bit of tarmac. We're blasting down that. There's a couple of tight corners. But I'm going around one of these left-handers. Going a little bit too fast and just go up onto the grass, which is obviously wet. And I'm thinking, I'm on wet grass here. There's a large rock with a grit box on it, directly where I want to go, and a barbed wire fence to the right, which I'm drifting towards.
Which one?
So I either hit the rock with the grit box, go through the barbed wire fence, or just try and deck it and see what happens. So that's the choice, so I just got to lay it down and I roll. Hey, I'm alright, I'm alive. And there's a bloke right behind me that's following exactly the same line, and he just comes slam
into the grit box. Yeah.
No, he missed the grit box, he just hit my bike.
Oh, dear.
Like hit my outer chain ring with his thigh.
Ooh, painful.
Right up his thigh.
Oh dear.
That was the worst of it. So the only serious injury that we got was on the top
of the arse from the car.
Yeah. And then I can remember you saying about it in a cattle grid. Just as you turn into the car park, there's a cattle grid. And Andy Armstrong was into the car park, across the cattle grid. Ooh, back wheel goes from under him and he just goes bang down into the cattle grid, lays his bike down in the slots.
Oh.
It is that bit under the bridge when you turn right going up. It's horrible. Well, that's the wax mark where I think the people always die on snow. It's just sheer ice on there.
Yeah.
I was going up in about probably January one year. There were two Chinese girls walking up in trainers. And you feel a bit soft because you've got like your rucksack and your crampons in your bag, just aiming in your boots. But they're like trying to get up in trainers and skidding, and you're not stopped to help them, you're only embroiling yourself in trouble.
Yeah.
of people that said, I wouldn't come down it on a bike in February. That's for sure.
It was nice. It was one of those things that you look back on and you think, that was fantastic.
No, I could have got lucky.
Yeah, could have got
my brain down this chair.
I can't think you wouldn't do again in hindsight.
She says, oh, Jock's at your mum's and your sister was there, and guess what? And I go, fuck me up the arse. And she goes, Glenn, then, your mum's here and you're on loudspeaker. Her mum's always this dead posh air on Tunbridge Wells type of all. She's always thought I'm a bit fond. So if I just got me, but I had to have. On the end of it, you know. Sort of you get in on when going after Wednesday work, you're trying to
it's different looks right there.
Walks down this car park, I thought I was going behind the wall. Pitch black, open doorway, walks through, I've forgotten the sunken patio. I'm walking through, I'm doing my flies out. Whoosh! Falls flat on my face, I cut my chin, cut my nose. You prick ass, you brought your top off.
It's straight on the deck.
And I'm there, and I was out of my head. Completely out of my head. I'd cut my knees, I'd grazed my face. Totally stoned.
So
I've never gone for a wee there again.
Oh, I feel a bit stiff.
Really?
You
sit in the front.
I shouldn't have said that.
It's still warm, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Who'd think it's November, eh? Or October?
Oh, look at the state of that.
Right. Oh, what colour? Oh, chimera.
A quack. It's not a chimera, it's a quack.
Yeah. A quack?
That's one of
it's
them,
a duck.
Oh, man, this place is weird.